You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about...
But it's a selfie.
Uber charge.
Holiday highbrow.
Sheepy Jesus.
Ooh, I played a sheep once.
Oh, like in a passion play?
No, at my neighbor's. But he was very passionate.
Oh, God, do you even hear yourself?
Yeah, aww.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Rob Cast.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all that other good stuff to you, fine sir. This is our Christmas show.
This is, from the one guy who grew up Catholic and from the other guy who was a staunch atheist.
A staunch atheist. Well, yes, I was baptized and communed and confirmed and... whatever else priest does to you just as a small stick. Boy.
It just didn't take.
It didn't stick, no. He must wore a condom. Oh, no. What did I do? This is a holiday show. What?
That's it. Show's over.
Show is over. Wow. Okay, so news right off the top. Next week, we're going to have a clip show out.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's the holidays, man. We're going to spend time with our families. So
yes.
We're going to put together some of our funniest moments. And don't worry, we're going to put in all the beeps and all that. That makes it even funnier.
Yeah. So if you're in the car and if there's some small ears or something that happens to listen to it, this one is going to be completely censored. Not going to have the explicit tag. And also, too, this is going to be the show that if you're visiting with family, so this will be the show that will be released, I guess, on the 27th. So right after Christmas. So if you're with the family over New Year's and Christmas, and you want to say, hey, I've been listening to this Roman Podcast, this is going to be the show to introduce people to this show.
Yeah, and you got to do it like your old Uncle Johnny would. You know, well, I'd be careful with the original. It gets a little blue.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so we're going to put a nice clip show together. And believe me, it's not a matter of, oh, you mean, yeah, we're going to be, basically with a clip show, it means Roman and I don't have to coordinate everything together, but believe me, between the two of us, it's actually a lot more work than actually recording one of these shows. So it's not like we're taking time off, we're just doing some rejigging, and hey, we want to put out like a greatest hits, you know, and I know what you're thinking, oh, you mean, what's this greatest hits going to be like? You know, like, we're not going to put it together and sell it on Amazon because they're like, oh, you purchased the Roman Podcast. You may also enjoy a steaming pile of dog shit.
That's right.
you know how it always suggests that thing here. So it's like, no. But no, this is going to be a lot of fun to put together. And I'm looking forward. It's kind of our Christmas present, holiday present to our good listeners.
Whatever. Fuck. Christmas present. It's all the same.
It is all the same. Anyway, so
it's all about a magic man in the sky.
That's right. So news this week. I'm not going to jump in too much on this. Star Wars, The Last Jedi came out. I've seen it. Lots of news about it. But if you want to hear anything about that, you can go to talkstarwars.co.uk. That's where I do my monthly shows, the TSW Roundtable, TSW Comics, and also the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. You can check out all their Facebook groups. There is tons of Star Wars discussion. We don't need to talk about it on here. You'll hear me yammering on about that on another platform.
And remember, some people have not seen it. So
exactly.
To those, I'm addressing this specifically, those who enjoy spoiling things.
Oh, you fuckers.
For people, no spoilers, fuckers.
Yeah, right? This I can talk about. This is just one of those things. Again, we talk about this a lot whenever something big is coming out. We talk about it, you know, day of the Super Bowl. You always get that asshole that comes on Facebook or Twitter and goes, oh, is it the Super Bowl today? I don't even care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you're watching that sports ball? Oh, you're watching that Star Trekkie War thing you're doing? Like, you know, you guys can just fuck right off. You know what I mean? Like, basically, like, again, I bang this drum every week. Whatever you're doing in your off time, when you're not working, to get yourself through the day, as long as it's, if it's with another person, as long as they're a consenting adult, and as long as, you mean, like, you're not hurting anybody. You mean, just, if you love watching if you kick your feet up on a Sunday afternoon to watch football, and that, you mean, that cleanses your system? Great. You go to the gym, you watch Star Wars, you watch Star Trek, you mean, you jerk off, you fucking smoke weed. I don't give a shit what you do, but come on, people, don't shit on other people's things.
It's, you know, the new default for people is to live in the schadenfreude, which is basically the enjoyment of other people's pain. That's why people love fail videos so much, right? Yep. They can watch a video of a guy getting hit in the nuts by a horse over and over and think it's the funniest thing in the world. Well, now they've become their own schadenfreude delivery system.
Yes.
Where they love spoiling people's, you know, people's anything.
Yes.
But not only spoiling it, but sitting there and watching them get upset and angry that you just
they
did
love
this.
It.
Yeah, they just absolutely love it.
And you know what? And I understand. There's some things you mean that I see. It's like, you mean, oh, I got to watch the finale to The Bachelor. I don't get it. But, you mean, I think it's fucking stupid. But I'm not going to be like, hey, you mean, if you like it, fantastic, whatever. You mean, like, great. But and especially not going to, if you PVR it, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Oh, did you hear who got the rose last night? Oh, you PVR'd it. Oh, well, let me tell you. Let me Google it and tell you right now so I can fuck your day up. Like, you know, I mean, it just, I don't understand. There was a couple years ago when the Star Wars came back and The Force Awakens came out. Of course, if spoilers if you haven't seen it. I'm not, but there's a guy driving around.
Yeah, but there's a time limit.
Yeah, this is 2 years ago. So there's a guy driving around and he wrote on the back of his van, Han dies. To make sure everybody he gets stuck in traffic with knows, spoils the movie for them. So it's not like they're even going on internet. Like the day that Star Wars came out, I saw it opening night on Thursday. And when it came out, I went internet dark because I know better. You know,
there's a lot of people who've done that as well for this movie. Of some people I follow on Instagram and that they said the same thing. They're like, I haven't seen any trailers. I haven't seen anything because these days they're trying to make the trailers so enticing to get you in the movie that they're spoiling half the movie.
Yeah, I heard about, like, especially in this happened. I remember hearing about this a bunch of years ago where there was a Star Trek movie coming out and the director made this nice money shot and they put that in the trailer and he's like, what are you guys doing putting that in the trailer? That's a big epic scene. It's like, hey, dude, once you're in a theater, we don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, so we're going to put anything in the trailer to get them in the seat. Once they get in the seat, we don't care. Like, they just don't care. So, but anyway, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, people avoid trailers, people avoid everything, but there's some, just people just like to watch the world burn, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And they love the word we've given them now, we call them trolls, right?
Yeah.
People who just love to keep pushing and to anytime they can ruin something for you. And then they live. It's like pigs and shit. They just, it's the fucking fantasy land that they live in.
Yeah. But yeah, but also too, like, we're a couple Northern boys. Like, it's amazing to me. Nobody ever says this to me fucking out in the real world.
Oh no. No, yeah, nobody of course ever. Not. Good luck saying something that stupid to me in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, exactly. It's just such a, oh, it's online. It's just such a, oh.
I have no wife. I have no children. I have nothing to lose.
Oh, boy. So on that note, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Surly fucking show. Yes. Like, I thought these guys were funny. They're just they're angry.
Oh, just pissed. Just the whole year is just crashing down.
Meanwhile,
on us.
Our audience is listening to us going like, just stop talking and be pretty, all right?
Yeah, just be pretty.
Just be pretty. Just sit there and just smile.
Yes.
Roman and Rob, just smile, okay?
Just smile. Just fucking take it. Just bend over and take it, you fucking bitches. Anyway. Yeah. So, long story short, did I enjoy The Last Jedi? Yes, I did. Here all my good stuff on Talk Star Wars. So, any other news? Oh, update on our fantasy. We all know you won the Premier Division, so you get a first round bye in our fantasy playoffs for fantasy
That's
football.
That's right. And you won, allowing me to win the division.
Yes. So right now, this
weekend, and I won, allowing you to stay in the playoffs.
Yes, it helped immensely.
Yeah.
Baseball. Yeah. So basically, now I'm in. Right now, it's a Saturday, so the games are played tomorrow. So I'm in the first round, and I'm, you know, I projected to do okay. So we'll see by next week. Of course, it'll be a clip show. You won't know. By the time you guys will be listening to this, it'll be championship weekend. So, hey, will we see each other? Probably not. Odds are very not likely. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it could happen, but it's...
It could happen. Hey, I'm 3 wins away from the cup, and you're 2, so, hey.
Yeah, well, it was pretty amazing. This is the first time we've ever had the first round bye, first place in the division.
Yes.
In all the years I've been playing with you, I went through the history.
Yes.
And of all the games in playoffs and all that, and I've never got that first round. I've got the second place.
Yeah.
You know, in the division, and you know, which get me to the playoffs.
Yeah, basically, we got enough teams in the league where we can award our division winners the first round bye. So it just keeps it more interesting during the year. So, but also too, yeah. So the 1 year that you won, you had to do it the hard way. You had to win all 3 to get to the.
Came up from the bottom division too. I wasn't even in the premier division. I won from the
ghetto, the shit division.
That's right, the ghetto division. So
yes,
but yeah, so it can be done. Miracles do happen, and if it happens this year, me and the cup are going to go on some great adventures. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, if it happens for me, this will be like I'm chasing my 4th ring right now. So you know, I don't want to say Montana or Bradshaw, but you know, everybody gets the point. Like, you know, right? Like,
you know, and then so of course, and the fans chose Miami to be my team this year. And
yes,
what an epic game last. What was it, last Sunday?
Yes.
Or was it Thursday?
Last Monday. Sorry. Yeah, we're Monday confused. It's the holidays.
That's right. And so Miami is like 5-9, and New England is like 10-4, or whatever the hell they are. They're just juggernauts.
10-2, yeah.
10-2, okay. And the
they were 10-2.
they were up until they faced my team, who smacked the shit out of them the whole game.
They
I don't know what was going on. But it was amazing. Now, so that gives my team a chance to stay in and get the wild card spot. My old team, the Chargers, have actually been very impressive.
Yeah.
You know, so and like I said, if my old team makes it to the Super Bowl, I will be pissed.
Yes, and also too, and nobody can call me a bandwagoner or subverting my team changing rules because we let the Roman Podcast listeners pick your new team. And we had a March Madness thing last year, like 4 teams, and every week they picked on Twitter, and they came up with the Dolphins. So you're sticking to it.
Yeah, so far so good. It's been it's got a little bit of adjustment because I still find myself looking at my my championship rings. You know that the one you got me, the Charger one.
The AFC championship ring. No, there's AFC. No, there's no Super Bowls in Charger land.
Well, why do you think I'm looking at the Dolphins? Hey, look, that means I adopted the 72 perfect season, right?
Well, that's no, that kind of happened before you hopped
on. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I inherit the history when I inherit the team, man.
Yeah, well, that happens for people. Yeah, I know. Speaking to a Habs fan, I know you inherit every championship. I get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about championship bickering and all spoiler bickering. And do you have any headlines this week?
Yeah, let's get some head over here. Since it's Christmas time, I've got one here.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a new fad going around. And you know what? I normally don't do this, Rob, but I am going to send you a link.
What?
Right. Yeah, and I want you to look at this after I read the headline, all right?
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm prepared.
Because it's one of these things that you have to see. And for those who aren't too sure, Christmas eyebrows are replacing ugly sweaters as the worst holiday trend.
I've seen this. You don't need to send the picture. I fucking fuck.
Well, you know what? So what they're doing is, of course, they're trying to say that the ugly Christmas sweater is out, and the newest thing is to have your eyebrows. What they do is they kind of wet the eyebrow.
Yeah.
They kind of split up the hair, so yeah, they look like branches, and at the end of each branch they put these little like jewels, so it looks like ornaments.
Yeah,
right. But if you look at the link I sent you and you go all the way to the bottom,
right,
you see what happens when you don't have a talent for this stuff, right? Okay. So while you're looking at that, I'm going to read some of this stuff.
Right.
All
right.
So it says this is an even tackier trend, and by the way, it will not replace the ugly Christmas sweater. That's here to stay.
Right.
Right. So they got gems, stickers, and glitter that get attached, and some people, I have to admit, are pretty good at this stuff. Not everyone's excited about it, of course, because we know that glitter is the herpes of the makeup world.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So, So this is like, it's just an, so,
oh, okay, fuck. Sorry, I just saw some of these pictures. This is horrible. Anyway, go on.
So you went from like somebody who strategically moved all these hairs around,
yeah,
and used some sort of like glue or, you know, some sort of liquid to keep him in place, and then all these jewels. And as weird as it looks, it actually is well done. But when you get down to the bottom, it's just a smear of green.
Yes.
Somebody painted it. And it just looks horrific.
It does. It's just, I don't know what the, like, they're trying to make a tree on their face or something. Like, it just, oh, for Christ. Like, okay.
It's kind of like your grandma or your aunt who decided to get permanent makeup.
Yes, yes.
You know, and then, but they got it done in Mexico.
Yes. while watching, it looks like they got it done while participating in a burro show. Like, nothing is quite right. It just, who am I to say? Like, we just finished talking about do what you want that makes you happy, but holy fuck, like that.
Yeah, but that makes what makes you happy. But remember, when you're you got the trapeze and the midgets, yeah, and the
little people.
And the ones I deal with prefer to be called midgets.
Okay,
trust me.
Right.
And you got the burros and everything else. Whatever you're doing on the weekends, right? That doesn't affect me, right? You do what you do.
Yeah, I always put that caveat: as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
Right. So if you're bringing this to a Christmas party, you're hurting everyone else.
Yes. Point well taken, sir. Yes.
You're offending people. Just basically breaking into his, why?
I completely understand what you're saying. It's like we were saying before, do what you want. It makes you happy as long as it's consensual and you're not hurting anybody. Hey, it'd be like you. If you wanted to have oral sex with a man after this show and you're on your own, that's fine. But if you had oral sex with a man at your company Christmas party in front of everybody, well, yes, your partner may be consenting, but everybody else watching may not be. So I understand what you're saying about painting your eyebrows. And,
first of all, let me say that I thought it was a woman.
Yeah.
You thought, these days, it's hard to tell.
But you weren't on the receiving end. I don't see where you got confused. Like, you were into it 15 minutes before.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just... I should have caught on when she said her name was Steve.
Steve, yeah.
You mean like Stefania?
Yeah, it's Stevie.
No, it's Steve. Oh, well, that's a pretty neat voice you have there, ma'am.
Never go down on anybody you call ma'am. That's another thing. That's another just rule you should have.
You're a very handsome woman. Just that Adam's apple is so protruding.
Yes. Okay, back to the discussion.
At that point, if it ever did happen like that, then I would deserve whatever happened to me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
all the clues were there.
Well, I'm pretty sure the conclusion of the story. I don't have to paint that picture for anybody. Like, like we just know what happens.
Those eyebrows look like somebody did them in prison. You know, they always cornrow your hair.
Yes,
it's the holidays. We need to do your eyebrows.
Yes, they got that prison ink. Like, you just know, it's like it has that certain tone to it. It's like, hey.
What did you get? Green paint? Oh, it's not green paint. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yes. No. What? No.
It has that certain hue. Who's your tattoo artist? No, never mind. Anyway, I don't know. Hey, do what you want to your face, I guess. Like, I who am I to talk? I'm a bald man. I have eyebrows, but I have no hair on my head, so it's not like I don't know. Like,
why don't you just, when we're waiting for you to paint a Christmas tree on that thing, man.
Paint a big... That would look horrible. Sure, if you want, do what you want, but like, maybe get a professional. Like, you mean, like, you can always tell, like, you know, hey, you can always tell those kids, you know, when they start putting on makeup, like, they look like a $3 hooker, like, because it's just like, whoa, it's like too much. There's a learning curve there. Maybe when you're starting to shave your eyebrows and detail your face that way, maybe you should find somebody that's already been through that learning curve.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a Homer Simpson's makeup shotgun set to whore.
Yes. Women will like what I tell them to like. Oh, boy. All right. So Christmas, hey, at least they're being festive. Do you have any other headlines for us?
I've got another Christmas one. But before we jump into that, let's talk about our friends over at Uber.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so this took place in the great city of Toronto.
Oh, we did it. All right.
Uber charges passenger over $14,000 US, which is $18,518.50 Canadian.
Yes.
For a ride that should have cost $12 to $16.
Oh. Okay, so I don't know.
For a 5 mile ride across Toronto.
Yeah. Okay, so have you taken an Uber before?
Yes, I have.
I have when I was down at Star Wars Celebration last year in Orlando. That's how I got around. It was great. But the thing is, people that don't use it, use an app on your phone, and you can connect your PayPal, right? So right. If you're not paying attention, and you see the charge come in, and you just hit accept saying, oh, yeah, I took that ride. Like, it's not like you're pulling this money out of your wallet where you're counting 5, 10, 15, 20. Like, it's just a trait. You wouldn't, like, if you're not paying attention, you have to read how much you're paying. Is this what happened?
What happened was that basically the guy got his bill saying they charged him this much. And he was just like, well, this doesn't make any sense, you know, when he got his receipt. And right. He called Uber up, and Uber was adamant, nope, that's the price you have to pay. And they're like, hell no, mm-hmm. 5 miles, that's it. Nobody charges $18,000.
Well, where'd you go, to the moon? Like,
well, exactly. It's just across city, 5 miles, right?
Yeah.
So, and Uber refused to refund the money. So that's the thing that pisses me off is that like the arrogance to go, no, we're right, you're wrong. So imagine if it was like a $5, $10, $100.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for some people, especially during the holidays. Well, $14,000.
Yeah, exactly.
$18,000 Canadian. Like, that's an insane amount of money. And, like, where did they get, you know, obviously it's the credit on the credit card. So they fought with him, and they refused to refund him. So then her friend decided to post the actual, like, map and receipt and the whole thing on Twitter and just started spamming Twitter.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Uber was like, sorry. Oh, no, I don't think you misunderstood. We reversed those charges.
No. Your email back to me, especially said it was two letters. It said F and U.
They're like, oh, there was an error here, and it's been resolved, and we provided a full refund to this writer and apologized to him for this experience. We have safeguards in place to prevent something like this from happening, and we're working to understand how it occurred. Here's how it occurred. When I called your staff, your fucking cunt of a staff said, no, that's the price, asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Your staff is a bunch of morons.
Like, this is just, it could have been handled. So, especially when it's so obvious, I'm sure they get calls daily saying, I didn't take that ride. You mean just people trying to be cheap and rip people off.
But when you see him, you would have to go cross country to get that.
But where are you going? Like, this would be an obvious fare. This fare would make headlines. You could call, the Toronto Star or the.
As it did.
Yeah, but you could say, like, hey, I took an Uber to fucking California yesterday, and it cost me whatever. You mean? Like, that would be like, holy shit, look at this asshole.
Yeah, so what you're saying, even as a legit ride, it would still make headlines.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, look at this, Roman. This just in. Oh, we got... Oh, awesome. We got a new sponsor. Oh, fuck, Uber. Oh, well.
Probably well, just call them a bunch of cunts. Then,
well, right? I just said I'll shred that right away. Sorry. I'm joking. They're not obviously not sponsoring this show. I just wish people would be a little bit more, compassionate especially when they see this is just an outlandish amount. Like, there's no
I've dealt with Uber before, but there's Uber when you want a bigger vehicle. I'm a bigger dude, so I'm not gonna fit in a Camry.
Okay.
Right. So there's Uber Black, Uber Extra, and it's for different
Magnum.
Vehicles. So.
Yeah, I know. There's different sizes.
There's Uber Grinder.
Yes.
So I've dealt with them before, and also Uber Eats, right, where you can order food overnight. Yeah. During the day, but for me, it's overnight whenever I'm working or whatever.
Right.
So, but they'll screw up your order, and you call them up, and you go, okay, look, they screwed up my order, and they'll refund you what you never got.
Yeah.
But sometimes they were giving you like a $5 compensation.
Yeah.
Well, it happened so many times. I'm not always looking for extra compensation. I just wanted a refund on the stuff they never brought me.
Yeah, of course.
The person on the phone was like, well, look, sir, you've had too many refunds as it is so far. And I thought she was saying she wasn't going to give me the money for the stuff they never brought me.
Right.
And I'm like, no, man, you screw up my order. You're going to give me my money back on what you have. She's like, oh, well, we'll refund you what was there, what they missed, but we won't give you anything extra. You've already exceeded your limit this year. Like, I don't care about that. Yeah. That's you guys doing that.
Yeah, you guys keep fucking up, and yeah. you're just, like, shame on me for keep using you, but you
mean, that's
you
know, what I mean. Like, I've had to deal with them before, and there's this air of, like, hey, you're wrong, and I'm like, no, I don't think you're listening, and then we're both not listening to each other, but
yeah,
you know, but still, like, so I can see that, how you call in, you go, hey, look, this happened, and they went, no, that's the price. You know, because they're trained.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Never give a refund unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't know. But anyway, hey, Uber, smarten up. You mean, if you got something that obvious, please, you mean, at least fucking take a note of it. But now look at you. Now, not only are you all over Twitter and the internet, now you're on the Roman podcast, so.
Yeah, so you've been shamed.
You've been shamed, yeah.
Even by everybody, and now we're talking about you.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. All right, so, next story.
Yes.
All right, preschool nativity play goes awry when, quote-unquote, sheep kidnaps baby Jesus.
Okay, go
we love
on.
We love a good baby Jesus kidnap story, because it happens, or a replacement, or yes. Exchange, because there's always something that goes on. So this is a Tennessee church preschool nativity play. So everybody in the nativity was a preschooler.
Okay.
Right? But the girl that was playing the sheep...
Right.
She, I guess she was, let's see, I guess her name is Tegan. She's 2 years old.
Okay.
She was playing the role of the sheep, and she decided the little baby Jesus that's a baby doll.
Yes.
She wanted to play with the doll.
So she took it.
So she took it out of the manger as they're doing the one of the songs, you know, right. The Christmas songs. No way in a manger. And the kid's like, yoink.
Yoink, steals the baby.
So one of the shepherds, which is a girl who I think was probably about 6 years old.
Okay.
Or 5, 6 years old, a little older. Basically, it turned into a WWE wrestling match between these two.
Oh, no. Okay.
She kept wrenching the baby out of her hand, putting it back in the crib. Yeah. And then the two-year-old would go back in the crib, pull it back out. Yeah. And then when she'd realize the other girl was after her, would start running with the baby.
Running away with baby Jesus.
And the audience is dying.
Of course. This is fantastic.
This is hilarious, right?
Yeah, because I would attend one of these going, oh, fuck me. You know, but, okay, you can see the scenario happening, because obviously you're going to give, if you've got two-year-olds, you're going to give them the part as the animals or a tree, because they can't read lines. And right. You're going to give the lines to a seven-year-old where you can tell them the line and they can just basically repeat it to you. So you could see how this is happening. So, like, I mean, you're going to – it's just – but, yeah, that'd be hilarious. Like, you just see this, like, lamb just walk up and yoink.
Yeah, she just grabs this baby. She's like – everybody's just kind of, like, around in this manger and this, you know, in this little crib. And the little girl's like, oh, yeah, everybody's looking at the little baby Jesus. I want to play with baby Jesus. You know, it's probably baby peace a lot or something.
Yes,
who knows?
Exactly.
You know, it's just some doll.
Cabbage Patch
girl
Jesus.
Wanted to play with the doll. Yeah, exactly.
Teddy Ruxpin Jesus. So, yeah. Right. Oh boy.
I've come to save your souls.
Well, you know what? This is a holiday episode. We were so down in the dumps early in the episode. It's nice to have a nice uplifting.
Yeah,
know,
and
Christmas story.
Was really funny. The video was hilarious. You know, I think she pulled away from her like three times, and that last time she made a run for it. You know, but it's at the top of, like, you know how in a church there's always steps, the stairs right. Going up to the altar.
Yep.
Well, of course. They were on top, so she grabbed it like a football and was just like, I'm out of here, man.
It just did the Heisman, everybody.
Did the old Heisman move there? You know? And then that's it. She bolted. Of course, the parents ran.
Of course.
They bolted right for her, because she would have fallen right down those stairs. But it was so funny. Every time she put it back in the other girl was like, stop. Don't touch it. You know? Like, leave it alone. And the girl, the two-year-old's like, I think I'm going to play with baby Jesus. I'm okay with this.
I'm going to play with his baby Jesus. Wow. Yeah, well, you know, hey, it's the holidays. Hey, and if it's not like that story you had a few weeks ago with that grocery store Greg's in the UK that had a sausage roll as baby Jesus. So, you know what?
Yeah, this is a little bit better.
It can be worse. It can be a lot worse. Do you have any other more stories? That makes perfect English.
Any other stories? What the fuck, Ryan?
Do you have any more? Or no? Are we?
Yeah, I do.
We got time for one more.
Yeah, we got time for one more, and this one is it's kind of epic.
Okay.
All right. So you know our American friends sometimes get touted with that ugly American reputation when they go when they're tourists, right? Yes. They do things.
They pretend they're Canadians.
Yeah, well, there's that one thing.
Yes.
But there's also the fact that they always do stuff, and people go, oh, you're rude, or you're not supposed to do that here. And they're like, well, we're American. Well, cut to this scene. Okay. Two American tourists fined in Thailand for butt selfie, quote unquote, at temple.
Wow. You get fined in Thailand? That's fucking amazing. Like, that's.
Yeah. Oh, no. Believe it or not, except for the nightlife, Thailand is a very conservative country.
Okay,
you can't do stupid stuff, especially to their temples, right?
Yes.
So Thai authorities have fined two American tourists for public indecency for posing a butt selfie in front of a famous Buddhist temple.
Oh no!
Right? The two, who police identify as they gave their names, were arrested late Tuesday at the airport in the capital. They were fined 5,000 baht, which is 154 bucks American, for bearing their buttocks for a picture last week at the Bangkok Wat Arun, or Temple of Dawn. The two American citizens have been, this is a quote, have admitted taking the picture, the district police officer says. While, like it says right here, while Thailand's reputation for a raunchy nightlife has that reputation, the predominantly Buddhist country is deeply conservative, and revealing clothing is frowned upon, while public nudity is considered offensive. Ooh. The two men have an Instagram account called Traveling Butts.
Oh, no.
Which showcases similar selfies taken at tourist sites around the world.
Okay.
The account has more than 14,000 followers, but on Wednesday it had been deleted. probably because they got fined.
Yes.
Because they took a similar picture. At a different temple.
Okay. Well, you know what? And that's, I don't know, like Thailand, you know what I mean? You got Bangkok. It's like, you mean, hey. Yeah, we understand. Go to an opium den, fuck a bunch of hookers, but for God's sakes, keep your pants on around Buddha.
Yeah, this is Ladyboy Central, all right? So
yes.
if you need fun in a different type of way, it's there for you. But
it's all there, but just leave Buddha alone.
That's right. Just stay the fuck out of the temples, man. Like,
jeez.
They went, you know what would be great? Let's open an account where we moon stuff everywhere, man.
Yeah.
It's just moon stuff.
Yeah. No, you can't. No, it just. Hilarious as it sounds on paper.
Yeah.
When you're drawing up this plan.
You'll be mooning
Oh, you ever go to prison in Bangkok? You'll be mooning somebody for sure.
your prison roommate. What do you call him? Your cellmate.
Yes.
You'll be mooning your cellmate.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Let's see that moon again, boy.
Yeah.
No!
I want you to sing. One night in Bangkok, made a heart bend. Oh, God.
It's time for you to shower. Well, we've just seen what happened to you, so here's some steel wool.
Yeah, no kidding.
You don't want soap. You're going to want the steel wool.
Yeah, you're only going to. And here's
you're
a
gonna
body.
You're going to want to rub a little raw.
Yeah, here we're going to give you a vodka enema because you're going to want to clean that shit out. Like,
yeah, the burn is a good thing.
Yes, it means it's working. Oh wow, yeah. So don't do anything in Thailand that's going to get you thrown in probably prison. Please, like,
this is fucking Thailand, man.
I know. That's why I said I was almost impressed. Like. Oh well, you know what? So there we go. What? No better way to end our live year for the Roman Podcast. Remember, next week we got our clip show coming out, and tell you all your friends about it. It should be a rip roaring time. And Roman, before we wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that good stuff, you want to tell our listeners where they can find the show?
They can find the show on Instagram and on
Twitter.
Where else? And Twitter at Roman Pod and Cast.
And yourself?
I am at Roman Citizens on Snapchat and on Instagram.
And I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. You have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, you can send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. You have any tasteful nudes you want to send myself, Rob, you can send the tasteful ones to the same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. Attention, Rob. Also, don't forget to visit our website, RomanPodcast.com, for all your show needs. We have links to the networks we're on. the Tangent Bound Network, the EMC Podcast Network, Ask Roman and Rob Anything button, and do not forget about our Review Reach Around. You want to give Roman and Rob a Review Reach Around, you go to Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, and give us a star rating and review, and we call that the Review Reach Around.
That's right. And give us a 5-star butt selfie reach around.
Butt selfie reach around. Right on. So, again,
did we do tasty nudes? Did we talk about tasty nudes?
Oh, I just did. Yeah, I slipped it in there. I always slip in the tasty nudes. So, again, make sure to tune in next week. We're going to have an awesome greatest hits show there for you and tell all your friends about it. So, until next time, Merry Christmas. I'm Rob Cast.
Merry Christmas. I'm Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Wah, wah. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi.
That was the other third of the Grolix podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, one of the guys created Doctor Who.
Canadian. He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano and Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano, too. But I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
Jiggawa. Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains. You can do it. You can do it. Check it out. TangentBoundNetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.